bloody bus.
Excuse me, are you waiting for the bus to Kensington?
¿Estás esperando el autobús a Kensington?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Well, I hope it gets here soon. My father was expecting me home over an hour ago.
Espero que venga pronto. Mi padre me esperaba hace más de una hora.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
That's a very cute little dog. What's his name?
My name's Poppy.
Oh, her.
Wait a minute! Esperar en inglés puede ser wait, hope or expect.
That is correct.
Pero ¿qué os pasa a los ingleses? ¿Os habéis vuelto locos? Tenéis tres verbos que significan lo mismo, esperar.
Yes, we do. Isn't English wonderful?
No, it's not! Anyway, después de esta clase, creo que este tema te va a quedar crystal clear y para asegurarnos, no te olvides de descargar nuestro PDF con ejercicios interactivos justo aquí debajo, cerca del botón de like. Demuéstranos que has dominado este tema, alright?
And make sure you pay attention in this class because we will be testing you at the end.
Is that the moment of truth?
The moment of truth.
Right, let's get started!
Okay, students. So, we use wait when we're at the bus stop or waiting in line for coffee. Excuse me, are you waiting for the bus to Kensington?
Okay, entonces, wait se usa con el sentido de esperar en un lugar hasta que suceda algo, ¿no?
That's right.
Okay, como por ejemplo, el otro día que fui a renovarme mi carnet de conducir, que llevaba 6 meses caducado.
Excuse me, but you've been driving around.
So, I waited for 2 hours to get my driving license renewed.
Perfect, yes. Nobody likes to wait for things or people. It's a complete waste of time.
I do not agree. Good things come to those who wait.
Ah, yes, that's true. You have to be patient.
Now, vamos a ver unos ejemplos. No puedo esperar a que llegue el viernes.
I can't wait for Friday.
¿Estás esperando a alguien?
Are you waiting for somebody?
¿Por qué no me esperaste?
Why didn't you wait for me? Hope is even easier. When you use hope, you're expressing a desire for something to happen. Well, I hope it gets here soon.
Por ejemplo, espero aprobar el B2 first. I hope I pass the B2 first.
Exactly, yeah. Fingers crossed. I hope you pass. Be too fast. Don't worry, you'll be fine.
Thank you. Okay, entonces usamos hope cuando queremos que algo suceda o sea cierto, ¿no? O sea, con el sentido de tener esperanza. Es como decir, ojalá. Vamos, que en inglés la hope es lo último que se pierde, right?
Yes, I guess so. Entonces se usa para expresar esperanza, normalmente con ilusión. Por ejemplo, como dirías, espero que no llueva este finde.
I hope it doesn't rain this weekend.
Perfect. Espero que te gusten los fish and chips.
I hope you like your fish and chips.
Esperamos verte de nuevo pronto.
We hope to see you again soon. Oye, pero estos ejemplos son como muy happy flower, Philip. Yo creo que hope también se puede usar para decirle a alguien, espero que pierdas el vuelo.
I hope you miss the flight.
Espero que te vayas al infierno.
I hope you go to hell.
It's just an example, okay? You stay here with us, okay?
Yeah, only use it with your worst enemies.
Did you like my examples?
That's lovely, Isabel. Thank you.
Thank you.
When we use expect, we're pretty sure that what we're referring to is going to happen, or we have reason to believe that it will happen. My father was expecting me home over an hour ago.
Ok, yeah. O sea, usas expect cuando tienes cierta seguridad de que ese evento va a ocurrir, ¿no? Por ejemplo, expect sería el verbo perfecto cuando te va a llegar un paquete a casa, ¿no?
Yes. Isabel?
Yes?
I'm just gonna jump in the shower. I'm expecting a parcel, so can you answer the door if it comes?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. For example, estoy esperando que llegue hoy un paquete de Inglaterra.
Ooh.
I'm expecting a parcel from England today. My mum sent me some Yorkshire tea, some cheese and onion crisps, some hobnobs, and some Marmite.
Wait a minute, did you just say sent you? Are you not going to share with me?
I might do.
Oh, Es verdad lo que dicen, ¿eh? Que no deberías esperar nada de nadie. You shouldn't expect anything from anyone.
Now, you could also say, I'm waiting for a parcel from England today. Do you know the difference?
Yeah. If you say, I'm waiting for a parcel, te imagino allí sentado en el sofá o al lado de la puerta casi, mirando el reloj, ¿no? En plan, me tengo que ir, pero justo estoy esperando porque llega ahora el paquete.
Yes.
I'm waiting physically, ¿no?
Exactly.
Good.
Espero que todos hagáis los deberes.
I expect you all to do your homework.
I expect you all to do your homework. Esperamos que vengan unos 150 invitados.
Mm. We're expecting about 150 guests.
Perfect. ¿Esperabas que no dijera nada?
Did you expect me to not say anything?
Isabel, no esperaba que invitaras a todo el mundo a champán.
Wow, I didn't expect you to treat everybody to champagne.
Perfect.
That was crystal clear, Mr. Ballet. Thank you so much. Now, by the way, si no quieres perderte ninguna de nuestras clases de inglés, no te olvides suscribirte a Amigos Ingleses Channel. Dale a la campanita, my dear. Right?
Of course. Right, I hope you're paying attention because now it's time for...
The moment of truth!
Okay, students, you've got 3 seconds to fill in the gaps. Number one, I can't to see my family this weekend. My flight isn't cancelled. Isabel?
Wait and hope. I can't wait to see my family this weekend. I hope my flight isn't cancelled.
Very good, well done. Number two, I didn't to see you at my door. What a surprise.
I didn't expect to see you at my door. What a nice surprise.
Correct. Number three, the air conditioning isn't on at the cinema. I forgot to bring my jacket.
Ooh, I hope the air conditioning is not on at the cinema. I forgot to bring my jacket.
Correct, but the pronunciation, Isabel? Is it hop or hope?
Hope.
Thank you. Hope. I hope the air conditioning isn't on at the cinema. I forgot to bring my jacket. Number four. I don't know if I did well on my test, but let's... for the best.
Let's wait. Hope, yes. I don't know if I did well on my test, but let's hope for the best.
Well done. That was easy. Number five. The flight to Lisbon to be smooth, but it was quite bumpy.
I expected the flight to Lisbon to be smooth, but it was quite bumpy. And I get a chocolate biscuit, don't I?
Cheers!
Well done!
Well done. So, now you know the differences between wait, hope and expect, but don't forget to practice. How can they practice, Isabel?
Pues haciendo los ejercicios de nuestra fan sheet de hope, wait and expect, que encontrarás justo aquí debajo, en la descripción, justo debajo del botón de like.
Yes, we expect you to do your homework, so make sure you do it.
Yes, and we'll be waiting for you next week in the next lesson. So, have a lovely day. We hope to see you there. Bye-bye.